This is Scott Pohl. With the end of 2016 just days away, year-end tax planning is on the minds of many Americans. The incoming Trump administration and the Republican-controlled U.S. House and Senate will likely cut taxes, and those changes could mean tax planning now is more important than ever. I went to Matthew Latham, a senior tax manager with the Lansing accounting firm of Mayner Kesterazin, for some advice on what people can do over the next few days to save at tax time next year.
They've been talking about reducing the individual tax rate from the, in the top tax bracket from 39.6% all the way down to 33%. They're talking about widening all the tax brackets and simplifying it from 6 to 3 or 4. So in that regards, we're looking at some pretty big changes. On the corporate side, President-elect Trump has actually talked about dropping the top rate from 35% to 15%, which is huge. And then for small business owners, he's talking about taxing that as well at 15% as opposed to your ordinary rate, which in my mind could be the biggest change for a lot of small business owners.
Taxpayers and businesses may have up until Election Day not anticipated that these things might actually occur because they were expecting that Mr. Trump wouldn't win the election. And so they've only had less than 2 full months to maybe adapt to the changes that might be taking effect next year.
That's not unusual, I would say, unfortunately, in the tax world. A lot of times, I know a lot of people probably remember the tax extenders the last couple of years have always come down at the 11th hour. We're usually dealing with it right now, and we don't know exactly what to expect. So we always say the kind of the devil is in the details. So even though these are campaign proposals or promises that they've made, obviously they have to follow through. You know, the Democrats certainly are going to have their say on what needs to be done. But we are expecting some pretty big changes. The secondary thing we're also talking to people about is to push expenses into 2016. If you own a business and you're thinking about buying a piece of equipment and you've just been kind of putting it off and you need it, I'd say go for it. The other thing we'll kind of tell people is that understand that if you're talking about a 35% tax bracket, for every dollar you spend, you're saving 35 cents. So make sure you need to do it. Just don't do it for the sake of doing it, because from a business standpoint, does it make sense to spend a dollar to save 35 cents? And most people would say probably not, unless they absolutely have to do it.
One last thing to talk about nonprofits here in the last few days of the year. Frequently send out a message that it's time to give before the end of the year so you can claim it next year. Operations like, public radio stations, for instance, give out a message like that. In fact, WKAR is doing that this week. What's your advice regarding charitable giving at the end of the year?
It certainly helps. And as I've already mentioned, that pushing expenses personally, like charitable contributions in the 2016, will certainly help give you some tax benefit in the end.
Matthew Latham is a senior tax manager with the Lansing accounting firm Mayner Kesterazin. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Scott Pohl.